This is Mouse World Radio. This is Walt Disney World Today, broadcasting from MouseFest 2007. Now, transmitting live from somewhere on the Atlantic Ocean aboard the Disney Cruise Line ship Wonder, here's your host, Matt Hotchberg.
It's Wednesday, December 5th, 2007, and we are live on the Disney Wonder. I'm Matt Hotchberg of Studio Central Radio. Studio Central and Studio Central Radio. To my left is Mike Newell, Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Matt. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just wrapping up it seems like It's been longer than 4 days, hasn't it?
Oh, my God. I am so ready to go to sleep.
I know. So ready for sleep. And we've got a cavalcade of guests coming our way, but we're going to start with the most important, and that would be our listeners. And we're starting with Janine from California, one of our longtime and favorite listeners, has dropped by. We're right now in the Walt Disney Suite aboard the Wonder. Welcome to the show, Janine.
Thank you, Matt. Lovely to be here.
We are broadcasting live from the Wonder in the Walt Disney Suite. It's been our location du jour for most of our shows here.
Not a bad spot, huh?
Not at all.
You guys certainly roll differently from our cabin.
Yeah. This isn't where we sleep.
Let's be clear. We, as in me and Mike, do not sleep over here. We sleep in steerage next to the coal shoveling Scotsman who keeps the Wonder going.
Yes, the engine room is next to ours. That's for sure.
That's right. Our room is really one of those compartments that they use in case we hit an iceberg and they have to take on water. That they bring the water to our room so that way the rest of the ship can stay afloat.
But the first class people can stay up.
Well, given that my cabin's on the same floor as yours, you know where I'm staying.
but the suite is absolutely beautiful over here. We had earlier today, it was the Suites in the Suite event.
Yes.
And Jeannie, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what happened at the event?
It was really nice mingling kind of a situation. They had a lot of the desserts and things. It was hosted. Was it hosted mainly by Deb Wills and Linda
and
Becky and Annette? And it was sort of just a nice chance for everybody to get together and chat one more time since this is our last day on the cruise.
Yeah, it's a little our last day here. It's a little bittersweet. No one ever wants to leave a good, nice vacation. Certainly when you're on the cruise, we've gotten used to a lifestyle over here, you know, and that's for sure, you know,
to say the least, my goodness, this place is amazing.
I know it is great. I mean, being able to, you know, going around and eat and then go and do something and eat again and then do something else and eat some more. It's been we've had a great time over here. I know that Janine, you're here with your mom. Has your mom been having a good time on the cruise?
Yeah, she's been having a good time. It's a nice vacation for people who don't like to walk a lot, like my mom hates walking, because everything is, you know, it's a pretty compact ship as far as cruise ships go.
Yeah.
So.
Which is really nice. It's been really nice. I think we're all extremely tired. I know that at the beginning of this cruise, Deb Wills talked to me in Port Canaveral, and she said, well, now you're going to see what it's like when when we come from the cruise to the land meets and we see how tired we are. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, right, you know, not me. And you know, here I am and I'm like a baby and I want to go to sleep right now. And we're going to be, and you know what's going to happen, Janine, we're going to get to the Dole Whip meet tomorrow and Mr. Scopa is going to be over there and be like, ah, you guys are a bunch of babies, you know, you're all tired. And I just know that's going to be coming. So but we're having fun, we're just tired.
We're having fun and tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Too
tired.
Much fun. That's
a lot of fun and not a lot of sleep. And
it's a marathon of a different sort.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely, it's a good way of putting it. So we've had an interesting event. A couple events today. We had some of you may have tuned in earlier to our Who Wants to Earn Their Ears event, and
Janine was a contestant.
Yeah, Janine, you were a contestant on that.
Yes, I'd like to apologize to America and the nations beyond for my poor showing on that.
Oh, it's all right. The questions were provided by Lou Mangello, and they were, I would think you would agree, Janine, on the difficult side of things.
Oh, Lou, you bum.
Yeah, he submitted quite a number of questions that were very difficult. I mean, the word easy was relative, I guess.
I think we're still going to contest that one with the moderate resorts.
That's right. We had one question, and it was, what was the first moderate rate resort at Walt Disney World. And the contestant said Caribbean Beach. And the correct answer, according to Lou, is Coronado Springs. And there, I hesitate to say that there was a revolt in the room because everyone thought that I was wrong and that it was Caribbean Beach or Port. Some people thought Port Orleans, but evidently it's a.
Well, I think that there needed to be a differentiation between whether it originated as a moderate or a value, because it did originate as a value, but currently it's a moderate.
So. Yeah, I think that was the issue. I think that that was well. When we get the issue is when we get to the land portion of this event, Mr. Mongello is going to have some answer, and people are just going to come up to him, Lou, I can't believe you did that. You're like, what are you talking about? What did I do? So you can actually join us online during this. We have our chat going. Go to wdwtoday.com. You could find a link to our chat room over there, and the chat room is available to all of our listeners. You just go over there, log on, and chat with other listeners while we're chatting here, and we're soon going to have some usual chatters in there that you can discuss, and we'll be taking some questions from the chat room in a little bit, so be sure to stop by in there. Now, Janine, we had the event. Did you just come from the Sailway event?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how did that go?
That was a lot of fun too. It was even more eating, so that's always fun.
Of course.
And they did some raffling, and Deb Wills won stuff, even though she didn't have a raffle ticket. So that was always interesting.
I suspect there's a foul play afoot. It's Deb. You know how it is. I mean, you get a carte blanche right there. What were some of the prizes they were giving away?
I think they gave away some gift certificates for future travel booked through MEI or Mouse Fan Travel. And then beach towels, and I think an MP3 stick or something.
Wow, we totally missed out on that.
You know, too busy in here setting things up, and we could have been winning all kinds of good stuff.
You're slaves to your art.
Oh.
Something like that.
And we get nothing for it.
Just grief from Scopa. But we've had a really good time over here, and really what I'll take away from this cruise here is going to be the different, a lot of the stuff that we did. That, you know, those, you had to be there moments. And we had a lot of fun, I think.
You guys did the parasailing.
The parasailing. That was, we were talking about that yesterday on the show. And wasn't there something we neglected to mention about the parasailing yesterday, Mike? We talked about the dunking, but there was something else that happened. And I don't. Oh, I think, you know what it was? I don't think, did we mention that Becky was the driver?
Oh, no, we didn't. You're right.
Yeah, Becky was the, Becky Mencken of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. They gave her captainship of the ship. She was steering the ship in the middle of someone's parasailing.
Someone who happened to be 700 feet up.
Yeah, someone who was 700 feet up. Can you imagine being 700 feet up, looking down, and being like, what are they doing? There seems to be some movement in the captain's area, and the captain moves away, and you see Becky steering the ship. And it was quite an experience. We definitely did have a good time. Tell us about your experience in Castaway Cay, Janine.
It was a really relaxing day. But I have been there before, so I've done actually the parasailing and the swimming with the manta rays and things like that. So we mostly just kind of sat out and enjoyed the beach for a couple hours, and then we had lunch. They provide lunch for you out mm-hmm. there. And then I did the bicycling thing kind of around the island. So yeah, so that was fun.
How was the bicycles? I was debating between snorkeling and bicycling. I went snorkeling.
Probably a good choice. You know, the bicycling was fun, but I think they've closed a lot of the trail for construction. So it was a little on the short side. Like, basically, I did it twice, and I was still coming back about 10 minutes early into the hour. But.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, I did notice the landing strip was being put under construction as well. So they are doing some work on the island.
Yeah. So it should be interesting when they finally get that open, whatever they're doing.
Interesting. Even today, the day before we're leaving, there's quite a bit still left to do.
Pack.
Among those. Oh my God. Have you packed yet, Janine?
No, actually, my mom's packing right now. But
Can she come to our room?
Ma,
please.
You know, it's what's we should mention for people who don't understand is that you have to be really packed the night before you leave. Like, usually when you leave a hotel, you can have up until the moment you leave to finish packing. But here, you have to have your main bags, meaning anything you don't want to carry with you, ready to go by 11 p.m. tonight. So you have to have everything packed and ready to go and just have something in a day bag really for tomorrow. And we won't see those other bags until we get off the ship. So lots of fun to be had, certainly. So we've got that. We have, and your mom went to the show today, right? She went to, she's
yeah,
at the,
I think she, currently she's at the Disney Dreams show.
That's a nice show. So that's a really nice show.
Yeah. We saw it last time, although I hear they've done some kind of enhancement to it, but.
Oh, really? Huh. Interesting. So yeah, I mean, we still have an evening of dinner left. We had, Mike and I, and along with a number of other people, Deb Wills, Fred Block, Dave and Jennifer Marks, Becky, and Annette from MEI and Mouse Night Travel. We all had brunch at, Apollo, which I think lasted 3 hours.
You could eat a long time at that brunch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was great. The food was amazing. I mean, we literally, you know, you say 3 hours, wow, but, you know, it's just course after course, and you know, you go and you have the different thing. I mean, I've always heard good things about Apollo. This was my first experience there, and just really amazing. I mean, just the food quality. Have you ever eaten there yet, Jean?
Yeah, actually, last time we did the brunch, and it was just amazing because they have this huge full-on spread mm-hmm. on the tables, and you think, well, that's an amazing buffet, and then they go, oh, and after you're done with that, there's the pizza station, where, you know, and then they go, oh, after that, you can have the egg station, and then, you know, and then there's the main dish
that's
station,
right.
And by that time, you're just like, I shall never leave here. I'll just stay here the rest of my days eating.
Absolutely. The, you know, one of the things that we can, we've also seen over here is this is tonight. We're in Tridents tonight.
Yes.
Which is the certainly the fanciest in terms of decor mm-hmm. of the three restaurants. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't Mike and I skipped dinner in the main dining hall in favor of our show last night, but Tridents I've been looking forward to. It's always been a kind of a favorite, if you will. And you know, it's going to be interesting to have dinner there tonight. And I guess it's just packing. Is there anything planned for tonight after dinner?
I think that there's various things they have. They always have like lounge acts. They have a cabaret performer and the usual dance parties and things like that. But yeah, usually we end up spending the last part of the night trying frantically to get our bags in order to get them out in time.
Absolutely. Joining us on the show is Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hi. Sorry I was late.
You guys were wrapping up the sail away party, right?
Right.
How did that go?
Had a lot of fun. We gave away a lot of nice gifts, some gift certificates for travel with us to come back. We want everybody to come back and do Mouse Fest 2008 with us.
And we missed it all.
Oh, we drew your number.
You did not. Oh. You see?
Should have been there.
But now I've come back to podcast with you guys and run into the room and pack my suitcase and come out here and talk a little bit.
And then go back and pack my suitcase.
so we're going to the land portion really tomorrow, and that begins the fun and the excitement of the whole thing because. There's a weird sound emanating from the ship.
What was that?
It sounded like a plane flying by.
If the podcast ends abruptly.
As we hit an iceberg. the land portion is going to be, you know, really, you know, it's going to be really busy this year. I think it's going to be the busiest land portion that we've seen, I think, ever. I mean, from my personal experience, at least. I mean, it's just one after another, you know, event after event after event, a lot of different events, and you know, it's fun. I'm looking forward to them. Let's not you know, split hairs here, but I mean, it's gonna be a lot of work, and we're so tired from this.
The guys that are just showing up for land are at an advantage almost over us, because we were saying today, I'm not sure who I was talking to, we're like at boot camp,
yeah,
and then we're being sent out to serve.
I know. I mean, it's crazy in really how busy. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. But it's just fun. What's been your kind of what tell us an experience that you've had on this cruise, Annette, that you kind of take away from this?
Oh, there's so many. I think my favorite part every Mouse Fest is in planning this. It's like planning this big huge wedding every year. That's what I call it. I always tell everybody I'm in wedding planning mode. And try to make it special for everybody. And this year so far on the cruise, I'm not going to say anything about land, but on the cruise, we've been able to do the little extra surprises. We had a 10-12 people up at Apollo last night, surprised them with a private dining room.
And why don't you tell our listeners exactly, among other things, why were they surprised to see you in Apollo last night?
More importantly, how were you dressed?
It was pirate night. And some people didn't dress up.
Some people were working.
Yes, and they were dressed up.
To give you an idea, I mean, Annette had a very nice pirate costume, but what really made the costume, I think, you've seen it, Janine, was the wig, which kind of looked like a... Oh, if you grew up in the 80s in New Jersey and you went to a club over there, you probably saw that kind of Jerry Curl black hair that was pretty representative of what... I mean, it was piratey, but...
It was a little bit of a Rick James thing going on.
I mean, I had to describe it. I mean, that's the best way I could describe it.
I think I'll go pack my suitcase now.
It was a good look for her, really.
It was very different.
Yes.
And there were many, many people that walked past me many, many times before they figured out who I was.
Yeah, they didn't know who... No. I mean, it was even more confusing than your caricature picture of you.
They don't know what you're talking about. They better not know what you're talking about.
I don't know anything.
Oh, we'll have to post that in the show notes.
No.
You can join us in our chat by going to wdwtoday.com. The chat room is open. Just click on the link and you can... Say hi
to
Charlie.
Did you have the mic up to your mouth? Any hearing you?
I was letting him do it.
No. You can say hi to Charlie
in the chat room.
And we'll be fielding questions from there. So be sure to stop in. Just go to wdwtoday.com and join the chat over there. And you can actually talk with other listeners. And we're a little bit later, we're going to be taking questions and kind of talking back and forth.
Charlie's a new listener, by the way. So we want to say welcome.
Yeah. Oh, we have a new listener. Well, welcome to the show. Let me give Charlie a quick rundown of the show. Mike Scopa is old. We talk about Disney World, and Lou Mangiello is short. That's basically all you need to know about the show.
Now he's caught up.
Well, great. He's a new listener. Now he's going, well, where's Lou on the page?
He'll figure it out. So right about now, Newell, I think Mike Scopa is at Trail's End. He should be, right?
Yes, he's digging into the fried chicken portion of Trail's End.
You know exactly what he's eating?
Fried chicken and pizza and macaroni and cheese.
And
mashed potatoes.
We're going to eat a little better than him tonight, aren't we?
I think just a little bit better than him. Although, yeah.
Yeah, he's a cheapskate for eating there.
I like Trails Inn. It's a good place to eat, but...
Triton's
a little better, yeah.
Triton's? Yeah. Trails Inn, what do you think? Triton's?
No, I've never actually been to Trails Inn, but... Okay, well, but yeah, I would take Triton's over.
Triton's, thank you. Go with the flow. Peer pressure.
Just from the sound of it, I'm going to go with Triton's.
I just want to quickly say hi to Charlie, who's new to the show. He's in our chat room, and you can join him by going to wdwtoday.com. He's got a funny name for the meet, right? He's at the beginning, at the end, or something like that.
Yeah, him and Will Cadd are hosting that.
They're all over there. Mm-hmm. And this really begins the land portion. I mean, there's a few meets going on today, Wednesday. I know that I think Dan and Eric of the Mascots Weekly podcast have I don't know which meet it is offhand or my little handy dandy pocket guide, but certainly they have a meet going on there. And I think there's a Pleasure Island meet or something like that. There's a couple of meets. Wednesday's the unofficial day. A lot of times people come down. I know that if I wasn't on the cruise, I'd be coming down Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
and so I could be ready for Thursday.
We would be Trails Inn. I would. Last year, I was with Mike at Trails End.
Yeah.
The first night.
A lot of fun. I mean, we're looking for... Oh, thank you, Annette. Annette gave me my mouse pocket guide, so now I can sound like I know what I'm
Becky's.
Saying.
That's Becky's.
It's fine now. we have a question, and yeah, you've got a... maybe.
No.
Deb Wills is joining us, and Deb is in our chat room right now, and she's got a question for us. Deb?
We have listener Charlie, who's a DVC member at the Wilderness Lodge Villas online, and he has a question for you all. What's the most unexpected part of MouseFest that you never expected? But now that you've experienced it, you can say, wow, that was really cool.
That is a really good question. I mean, something that because I think you come in with Tabasco with a certain expectation. I don't know when to be. Everyone, I think, has a different kind of expectation. I would say I'll answer it because I don't want to put the rest of you on the spot. You can certainly answer after me. I would say the thing that really surprised me more than anything was the amount of friends that I've made every single Mouse Fest. It started out, you know, and I would just meet a couple people, and then every year I come away with more and more, you know, really personal relationships beyond a username. A lot of times it's people I never talked to online before, like Annette. I didn't know Annette, but here she is.
That was last year, see?
Yeah.
See what can happen in 1 year.
I know, exactly. Because that's what it really is. Yeah. I mean, and that's why Annette is struggling here, because Mouse Fest is about people. It's not, mm-hmm. I mean, we organize, look, there's a whole book over, you can't see it, like, look over here.
Whole book.
I mean, we have a whole book with all these events. But these events are just really faces for meeting people. I think that's really what it's about. And we just make these connections because we all like Disney World. We all like Disney in general, generally. And and that's what it's all about. It's just coming down and, you know, hey, I like riding Expedition Everest. You like riding Expedition Everest. Let's go ride together.
I like turtles.
See, oh, my gosh. I like turtles. Oh, my gosh. For me, I think this being the fifth year that I've done this, I really have enjoyed getting to know my clients and then becoming friends, because I have many, many clients that started out as MouseFest clients that over the years, it's like a family reunion. You just come back and you go, hi, what have you been up to?
Exactly. There's certain, you look forward to seeing people that you haven't seen all. It's the reverse of Thanksgiving, where you don't look forward to seeing family that you haven't seen all year. That's right, Deb. That's the new slogan for next year. The reverse Thanksgiving.
The reverse family reunion.
Yeah, that's right. But it really is. I mean, you go down and you see people. I mean, I know Ray Sharpton, who is someone I only see at Mouse Fest and at Magic Meet, so that's two times a year. But nonetheless,
you only see me two times a year.
Oh, that's touche. The occasional trip to this casino, though.
Oh, that's a different show.
That's a different show. But that's what it's about. So, you know, it's just about seeing these kind of meeting these people. We want to say hello to Disney Diva, who is another. Is she a new listener or is she a longtime listener? Good. Well, we appreciate the other listeners that come in as well. Something funny in it?
No, nothing at all.
Okay. Well, that's good. And don't forget, you can join the other listeners in our chat room. Just go to wdwtoday.com. I know we have some of our newer listeners who may have seen the link on Deb's All Ears Net site, which is we thank Deb for putting the link on there. Terrific gesture. And so we expect maybe other people like Charlie who are signing on for the first time. You can actually go to wdwtoday.com, and there's a link to our chat room right there, and you can join other listeners. Deb is actually in the chat room right now, so if you want to talk to Deb Wills and you are not in the Walt Disney suite, there's the chime.
That's come on in, then.
Yeah, exactly. Come on in. Very appropriate. Yeah. Man, I can't time this thing better. So you can come in wdwtoday.com. You'll see a link to our chat room. Come on in over there. What we're going to be doing is bringing some other people on and talking. We've invited some of our listeners, like Janine, to come on and talk with us. Annette Owens is here. Mike Newell is here. Deb Wills is here, but chatting in our room. So we have a lot of different, you know, people over here. Just, you know, we're really, what we'd like to do is just talk about the different events and what we've really experienced on this cruise and what we're looking forward to at Mouse Fest in general.
Sleep.
Yeah.
It comes on the 12th of December.
Next year we're having this sleep meet where we just go and go to sleep for
everybody
an
meet
hour.
Up on deck. The snorathon.
That's right. We can hold it in the Hall of Presidents and we can all just go just fall asleep for an hour. And man, that thing will be so highly attended, especially if you do it like Friday or Saturday. It will be the most popular event of the whole Mouse Fest. Oh, I can't believe how tired I am. And it's good tired because we've been just doing a lot. We're not sitting in our room. Well, we're not sitting in our rooms. We've been sitting.
I am. I am here.
Yeah, no, we're in the Walt
Disney
Walt's
room
over here.
We're in Walt's room.
That's right. And our gracious hosts have allowed us to come over here to podcast from, and we're live on the Disney Wonder, somewhere in the middle of the Southern Atlantic. We have another question. Deb, why don't you grab your mic and tell us what the question is.
Hi, Charlie, who's in the chat room, just asked, what restaurants are you all going to experience once you're on land? And have you tried or are you going to try Yak and Yeti?
You know, I know that Fred Block, who isn't here right now, I think he's at dinner right now.
He's at dinner.
He's in the first seating. He had I think lunch or dinner at Yak and Yeti before the cruise, him and his wife, and they were just talking about how amazing it is over there. I've heard that the sit down is much better than the counter service. I don't forget who told me that, but that's what I've heard. I've heard really great things about it. I don't think I'm going there on this trip to eat. Are any of you going to Yak and Yeti on this trip?
I didn't know eating was allowed at Mouse Fest.
Or sleep.
What's that?
It's run, yeah. Meet, run.
Well, we've got a couple of different events that we're going to in terms of restaurants. Newell, you and I are going to Ohana.
Mm-hmm. Janine, something to Ohana,
yeah,
too, right?
Well, yeah, Janine, you're going there too. That's
Ohana
right.
Ohana means all the shrimp you could eat.
Okay, maybe I want to come to Ohana.
We'll say hi, even though she may not actually be listening right now, is a Space Oddity who's listening and wanted to get a quick shout out over there. I'm trying to think of other restaurants. You know, the thing is, I don't really plan that many sit down restaurants for Mouse Fest simply because of time. I mean, sit down require more time and. Not a lot of that flying around. We have
Kona.
Kona Cafe.
We only live at the Polynesian, huh? Ohana and Kona.
That's right. Sunday morning, we're having breakfast at Kona Cafe at the Polynesian.
But you have to start early if you're going to eat breakfast somewhere,
yeah, no kidding,
don't
yeah.
you?
7:30.
Well, at least I'm staying at the Polynesian that night, so it won't be terrible. But...
Well, good. You get over there and hold the tables for us.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, can we bring pillows to the meet and just, you know, down?
You come down in your pajamas.
Although I will physically be there.
You did say that you were going to come in your pajamas, didn't you?
That's right. I'm going to show up over there. My
continuation
robe and slippers.
Of Snorfest.
It's about Snorfest. Eat and then go back to the room.
Yeah, Snorfest would be Lou's meat. Sorry.
Oh.
Don't forget, you can join us at wdwtoday.com in the chat room over there. I'd also like to say hello to my fiance Marissa, who I promised would say hi to before she wanted me to say hi. We're all be seeing them tomorrow. Newell and I are going swing by the airport for the.
I can't get there fast enough.
Okay, Janine just made the whip noise. Janine is a listener who...
Wait. No, Janine is one of the most quietest people
yeah,
that I know.
Yeah, that too. She just sits there and makes the motion.
Where's the webcam when you need it?
Jeez. Anyway.
Just another little surprise from Mouseware.
Very nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
Newell, note to self, no more listeners on this show.
I'm sorry I ruined it for everyone. Yeah.
You just ruined it for him. Anybody else?
We're going to the airport to pick up our significant others, and hopefully we'll be in the Magic Kingdom in time for the Mouse Fest Chairman's Kickoff meet, as well as to be over there for Mouse Fest 101 to support Mr. Scopa in his first... Computer screen just went off. I thought we just lost the signal, but not to support him in that'll be the first time that they're holding that event this year.
And then the big Dole Whip meet.
Oh, and the big Dole Whip meet is the place to be seen. You know, that's like the red carpet. And that's just it's become one of those events where it's like the unofficial kickoff meet. Now we actually do have an official one, but this is the one where, you know, a lot of people last year. God, did we have 100 people over there?
I don't know. I was getting. I thought we were going to be moved.
Yeah. It was just crazy how many people just showed up over there, and we were having Dole Whip. It was a great start to the event, as well as seeing a lot of faces over there. So it is a lot of fun going to those events. Also, the weather is cooperating. I know before we left for the cruise, there was like Thursday was like supposed to be like rainy or something, and now Annette. And I know you guys have been monitoring it, and I looked at it just about half an hour ago, and it said sunny every day, highs in you know 80 or 81 or something like that. That's
60s
beautiful.
At night, so you know for
oh
low.
No more what is it, the ice bowl ice fest.
Last year it was the ice
freeze
fest, wasn't it?
Yeah, freeze fest.
Yeah, that coming from Newell, who was in shorts.
That's right.
Everybody else was bundled up.
I had no opportunity to get back to the room to change that day.
I can't believe you.
I was.
You're still alive.
What a trooper!
Yeah. I am.
What a trooper!
But I made sure I was there.
Yes.
I think we have another question, Deb.
Disney Diva, who's in the midst of winter, who's planning to come to MouseFest 08, has a question. And she says, I typically stay at Scopa Towers and planning to attend MouseFest 08. Based on the typical schedule and location of meets, is there another resort that would be more convenient for me to stay at? I won't have a car. Is Pop Century okay to be there?
Yeah, I think all the resorts are generally good. We just heard a weird noise during that question.
It was the plane again.
Yeah. I think the resorts are all, they're all fine. Certainly the Disney resorts. I think you do, you should stay on property. I think it makes it a whole lot easier. You can take the Disney transportation, just park your car somewhere, and or if you have one.
Was that from Mouse Fest, though?
What?
That was from Mouse Fest?
Mouse Fest, 2008. Yeah.
I think Pop Century is Mouse Fest Central as far as resorts go.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people staying there. I mean, I don't have the exact number, but certainly the most amount are staying there. Yeah,
there's a lot of people staying there. We have a lot of people there.
Yeah,
I would say if you want to be the most centrally located with the least amount of transportation options, you got to stay somewhere in Crescent Lake, Boardwalk, Swan and Dolphin, Yacht and Beach Club, because those resorts, you can walk or take a boat to and from Epcot and the studios, and that's half a Mouse Fest right there. I know that this year they have a special rate at Swan and Dolphin, and you can take advantage of that if you're interested in. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I've stayed at a number of resorts. I stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge last year. This year I'm staying at Saratoga Springs. It's just a place to stay. It doesn't bother me. I would say to Disney Diva was her name, Deb? Could be his name, too. There's nothing wrong with it. Enjoy Pops. Like Mike said, Scopa Towers is going to be packed, and that's good. It's all Mouse Festers. You're going to see a lot of familiar faces, and it makes it. It's kind of like being on the cruise where you just go around and you turn the corner and there's somebody, you know.
And if you're staying at Pop, don't forget to bring your window decorations, because I'm not sure who all does that, but they had already started before we left. Come
really?
Window decorations for Mouse Fest, just like we do the door contest here.
Yep.
They do a window contest at Pop, so it's.
Janine, where are you staying?
Well, nothing says the magic of Mouse Fest like Scopa Towers.
Well, are you decorating your window? Were you? Oh, that must be Mr. Scopa right there.
Are you talking about me?
Actually, no, we don't really have anything planned.
and it was a good one though. But you didn't do the Mickey that was on your door.
Well, you know, even Disney outsources.
Did you have someone create a creation for your door?
My sister actually did our door decoration, because she's very crafty and I'm like not.
but we have another question though, and Miss Wills will be answering them for us.
Answering them or
answering them. Oh no, asking them. Sorry.
Anyway, Disney Diva is asking again, because she's going to be at Mouse Fest next year, and she wants to let us know that when she was at Disney last, she decorated her window and her door, and wondering during Mouse Fest, is there a theme to the windows?
I think it's Christmas, really, is the Mouse Fest theme.
I only had one night there, and it was just zooming past. I saw a lot of stockings, a lot of Mickey heads making Christmas trees, but then everybody likes to use that Mouse Fest logo, too.
Yeah.
So it varies. It really varies.
It's just fun. People, you know, have an idea of what they think would be a fun...
And it depends on the community, too. A lot of the Taggle people put their Taggle stuff up on the windows, too. So I guess it's the community, too, that you're involved with.
Well, even like the stateroom door contest, there was a great variety, whether it was a...
What is that?
I think it's the wind.
That's game.
Wind? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
We're still hearing noises up here.
Yeah, I know.
Or it's Walt's ghost.
It's the haunted suite.
Walt wants his room.
Yeah, it's Master Gracie. Ah, there you are.
There's
games. There were game boards up. There was, one of the guys that won, they had the map of everywhere they had been. So it really...
It's whatever
creativity.
You think is fun. Whatever you think will be fun or cool.
That's we had a picture of Mongello up, but it didn't win.
I thought it was Scopa eyes.
Yeah, we had Scopa,
and that definitely sunk us right there. Deb, did we have another question? Do you have a comment that you wanted to add? Oh, nothing. Deb is just no.
Oh, I can't see.
Yeah. you can join Deb and the rest of our listeners in chat. Just go to wdwtoday.com. You could find a link to our chat room right there, and you can ask us questions, and it could be about anything, really. I mean, this is really an open-ended show. We're just trying to share some stories that have happened. I think we talked about the revolt before.
So that is him.
Deb was informed that today's Walt's birthday, and perhaps that is why we're hearing weird things in the Walt Disney Suite.
Well, at least we don't have to sleep here tonight.
Thank God. There it was. That's really freaky. It's on command.
If only we could get the noise on the.
Oh my didn't the what is it? The what did they, was Madame Leota say? The spirits have heard you and they welcomed you.
Responded to your sympathetic vibration. Yeah.
Thank you. At least somebody rides these rides. And yeah, so that's, we're just hearing these weird sounds in the Walt Disney Suite. I'm not sure if it's coming across on the audio, but it's just funny. I'm good. Yeah, Deb's informing us more people are coming in the chat room. It is a lot of fun in the chat room. It's an experience in itself, and it's just a fun way to not play along, but, you know, listen along to the show.
And hello to everybody in chat.
Yeah, and to all of our new listeners that have just joined us. My name is Matt Hochberg from StudioCentral.com. Mike Newell is here of Mouse World Radio. Annette Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is here. Deb Wills of All Ears Net is manning the chat room. She is in there and interacting. And we also have Janine, who is one of our listeners and soon to be kicked out for that comment she made me about me before.
Oh, I can get kicked off.
I think she's been upgraded from listener to friend now. Because of that comment.
We're now playing Survivor.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're here in the aboard the Disney Wonder. We're on our way back from our day at sea. Now we're starting to, I think, head back to Port Canaveral. The sun went down, so we can't see anymore out of the veranda.
And we were facing west, so it was really cool to have the sun facing.
Like, yeah, it was a very nice sunset outside. And Deb?
We have another question from the chat room from Cold and Wet. So I'm going to imagine they're in one of the northern parts of the country right now. And they want to know how the celebrity status that you all have developed affected your trips to Walt Disney World.
Well, the word celebrity is a stretch for thing. I mean, yeah.
Deb should answer that.
Yeah, Deb, you should answer that.
Yeah, Deb should be the one who should answer that, because the rest of us are just more glorified peons.
I guess a lot has changed, obviously, going to Walt Disney World between the website, the newsletter, and the Open Mouse book that Debbie Coma and I co-wrote. And that's a ding for you, Mr. Testa, if you're listening out there. Ding.
I know.
It has changed a lot of things. I mean, it's really hard for me and for a lot of us now to come to Walt Disney World and not constantly have something in our heads looking at every little thing we're seeing, mentally noting, oh, that's changed. Oh, this is different. Oh, they've got new costumes there. Oh, they've changed the loading here. We're always looking to see what has changed, what's different, what's new, what's disappeared, so that when folks call in or write us or email us, we can respond with as most up-to-date information that we can. The other thing that I like to joke about, especially because my picture's all over the internet, is that I can no longer go to Walt Disney World and have a meltdown, because someone somewhere will see me and report on it. I've had emails in the past from folks who said, oh, I saw you in line for Splash Mountain and I didn't want to bother you, but I saw you and I just wanted to say hi. So we know people are out there and they're hesitant to come over and say hi, but I want to encourage all of you, whether it's myself or Matt, Mike, any of the Walt Disney World Today guys, Annette, any of us, we welcome meeting our fans when we're in the parks, and we really are happy to meet you and greet you, and some of us even have little goodies to give you at times. So please come over and say hi. But we can't melt down now in Disney, because it'll be on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
It'll be on the internet before we get to off the ride.
That's right.
That's right. No temper tantrums at Walt Disney World for us. But you know what it is also is it's fun. It's fun times to be able to meet. I mean, I would like to think that I would be able to meet people like Janine without the podcast, but certainly it
Oh,
or not.
Seen the look.
Wow, Janine is just, she just gave me a look like, yeah, okay, buddy. No sweet, but, no Janine.
But the podcast helps.
Certainly. That's right.
From cross country. Yeah.
For Janine. I'm
going to be the first blocked listener.
But you know,
she wouldn't be the first.
That's right. Yeah, Mongello. We kicked him out a long time ago. But you know, it's fun. It just allows you to have people, to meet people, you know, meet up with people, organize events, and it's just, that's what it is. It's just about fun. You know, that's really what it's all about. And we're having a lot of fun. And I encourage a lot of people who haven't come to MouseFest yet. Maybe this will be your first MouseFest. You're listening right now. You're flying out tomorrow, or maybe really late tonight. You know, it's a great experience. And it's a lot of fun, to something to look forward to.
It is a lot of fun. And we've got a lot of new MouseFest cruisers on board this year, a lot of returning veterans, but a lot of new ones too. And person after person has said to me that this was beyond their wildest expectations, that they have just been so happy and so ecstatic with the camaraderie on board. It's really nice because some people have mouse fez lanyards or buttons or pins on, or you can usually tell who's part of the group because they've been at different meets and events. But you can walk down the hallway and see someone and say hi and smile, or meet them in the lounge for a cup of coffee. It's like one big, it's not a party boat, but it's like being out to sea with your with your friends. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're doing. We are all friends, and it's just a wonderful experience. And really, a number of people have said to me they are just so glad they came on the cruise, and you should consider it if you are wondering. We highly endorse your coming.
This is the best way to get to know people, too, because on land, you're running from place to place to place, and here you can go, oh, just going to sit in the lounge. And the next thing you know, you have 25 to 30 new friends.
Yeah.
And then you bump into them again 10 minutes later in another floor or another club or whatever it is. And
Yeah, there was a lot of, we had the Who Wants to Earn Their Ears meet today. And I saw a lot of people that I had not known before the cruise. But by the time we got to the event, which was on the last day of the cruise, really, I was like, oh, I know that person. And these are all people I know because of the cruise, because I met them all here on the MouseFest cruise. So I mean that's really what it's all about, is just having fun and enjoying it. I mean dinner's been fun on the cruise. You know, you sit here in these communal dinners, you know, it's we're all kind of in the same like corner of the rooms usually. I mean, there's Mike Newell, myself, Annette, Becky, Deb, Linda Mack,
we'll be here for a while.
I know. If it's not a list of people. I mean, we're all in this corner. You know, it's just
There's 42 of us all eating together.
Yeah, and it's an experience. It's a lot of fun to be able to share that, and so we really do enjoy it.
And the ship offers lots of fun things to do. I mean, today was a day at sea, and I ran into someone in the elevator who I don't know and don't even think is part of the MouseFest group, and she was just beside herself because she had come from the towel, learn how to put your towels into animals event and seminar, and they gave them handouts, and there's actually a book on how to make towel animals. And for those of you who don't know what they are, they're given in a few of the rooms at the Walt Disney World Resort by housekeeping, just sort of a little way to say hi and make you smile. But on the cruise ship, you typically get them in your cabin every evening with turndown service, and some can be very elaborate. I've seen monkeys hanging from coat hangers, and sometimes they'll put sunglasses on them or a hat or swans. I mean, it really runs the gamut, and they're a lot of fun. You go in, it's like, oh, you know what's going to be there tonight. So an art auction. Of course, we had a number of MouseFest events that were well attended, and folks got to meet and mingle, and it was a nice day.
Oh, no, my mom went to the class, so who knows? Maybe she was the one you ran into in the elevator.
No, but, I know. Yeah. I know your mom. I may not remember your name, but I know your mother.
So next time you go home, you are expecting a towel animal on the bed?
Yeah.
Well, I'm always expecting a towel animal.
But it
just so rarely comes.
We've got another question from Disney Diva, and she says, I've heard that they might start having soft openings at Spaceship Earth today. Have you heard of anyone getting to ride? I'm really hoping that we can get a first-hand review during MouseFest. And I think none of us have really been that keyed into the land, folks on land, because we've been so busy on the ship.
And it costs $9 a minute.
Yes, and it's quite expensive a minute. So none of us, to my knowledge, know what's going on. I can tell you before I left for the cruise, I heard that there might possibly be soft openings, very low-key soft openings, and these are the kind where kind of like the Laugh Floor Comedy Club, where you just have to be in the right area at the right time, and they'll say, hey, would you like to go on the ride? It's not a public soft opening.
I remember MouseFest last year, in fact, that was when you just mentioned the Laugh Floor, they were doing, I remember during my Star Tours meets, Len Testa called me. He didn't come to the meet because he had heard that there was a soft opening for Laugh Floor Comedy Club. But, I know, what a guy.
Yeah, right?
What a guy.
He's dedicated.
It was just one of these things where, you know, they just decide, okay, you know, from 2 to 3 o'clock, we're going to have a soft opening unannounced. They're just going to open the doors, and whoever happens to walk by walks by, so there's no advance notice. I haven't heard anything since we left, or, you know, I checked my email very quickly, but I'm sure that once we really get into the full swing of MouseFest land, which will be tomorrow, I think if it does in fact happen, I'm sure there are going to be a 1,001 firsthand reports from it. And you can probably check a site like All Ears Net for that kind of information, because I would bet dollars to donuts it'll probably be there pretty soon with that. Deb?
Christopher in the chat room has a question. He'd like to know if you're going to get a new version of the ride audio once Spaceship Earth opens.
It's tough because source quality audio is tough to get, especially when it opens. I can get, audio, but it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, let me clarify something for our listeners, is that Mike Newell for Mouse World Radio doesn't put any he won't put just anything on there. It has to be source or close to source quality audio, so he's not looking for the camcorder one with your daughter crying in the background.
Right.
I mean, although it is the recording of it, it's...
It does leak out. I mean, at some point it will leak out, but it's a matter of, when.
Yeah, and people do... There are dedicated people who do very good recordings of it, but it takes time for it to come out.
Yeah, and we understand that the new narrator is Dame Judi Dench, I think.
Judi Dench, yes, that's right.
Yes, that's been confirmed.
Yeah, we need Becky here to do her British accent.
Yeah. Siemens welcomes you to Spaceship Earth.
007.
Nothing? No.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
And a few people in the chat room were quite surprised by the $9 a minute quote that Matt gave for the internet. And he was exaggerating, was exaggerating a little bit, but I think it's $75 for 200 minutes.
Yeah, that's the internet is more affordable than phone calls. But
the phone calls are,
Are ridiculously expensive.
That's why, and you have to shut your phone off, because if you roam with the phone on, one of these other carriers will pick it up, and your data plan will be a surprise once you get home.
That'll be a surprise, Bill.
To say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we made sure our phones were off and the battery was pulled out, so there was no chance of them popping on.
Yep. Yeah, no, you don't want that.
I don't need that.